to ask you about your city for Lydia. When did you start building it, and what gave you the idea to start building it?
I started building in 05. I came up with the idea of making the sidewalks all pretty much uniform and having each building have its own walkway and connect like a puzzle like that. Mm-hmm. But I had built some of the buildings before in around the summer of 2000 or 2001.
Okay.
Yeah, or 2002 actually. It was more like the spring of 2002. And I had read the Cities in Flight series by James Blish, and that, you know, he talks about cities that have anti-gravity machines, and they just float around the galaxy looking for work, and they have, like, specific, you know, trades, like mining, or, you know, they're maybe more technologically advanced than some of the planets they visit, and so they'll trade their knowledge for resources or something like that. And so I started having all the buildings connected with chipboard, and there was more like a spider web of chipboard with buildings set into it. And then I realized that I couldn't really build very far with that construction method, because it just gives in under its own weight, and so I couldn't extend the buildings more than I had, like, five or six buildings kind of glommed together. So I just stopped doing that for a while, you know, like 5 years, and then I picked it up again in May of 05 with the building that's looks kind of like an Easter egg. It's this one of the smaller towers. It's a restaurant that has all that mosaic kind of pattern around it. Not pattern, but just little sectional things that had the three levels there on the top that kind of looks like an egg in the plan.
Yeah, I see.
So that was the center of the new city starting in 05. And
so you built out around that one as you went from there?
Yeah, and I just lined up the sidewalks to meet. And then just a few months after that, I cut a piece of masonite into an ellipse and cut up corrugated cardboard panels to fit into that ellipse, and then started building on each panel and kept them all together like that. And then I guess in 08 I found this big sheet of plexiglass, and I cut that into an ellipse and then extended it out to the edge of that. And then just this year I just put the little clips of masonite, the landscaping around the perimeter of that, and so I just keep changing the buildings around and the inside, and starting to poke holes in the masonite panels and the outside to fit other buildings in there, and so first I didn't have the city lit at all. I made the space for the windows, but I hadn't done anything about lighting it until 07. And then I just used wax paper for the inside windows and had these little light cubes. And each building had a little light cube inside it. Like, those are little LED kind of throwaway. And so it didn't make sense to keep doing that. So, and I got the plexiglass dish and underlit that.
is a spacecraft docked in the city, and there are a couple around the perimeter.
There's one launch platform inside the city limits, you know, however much sense that makes, probably not any. And then there's that larger one that's over outside the rim road.
Well, it would depend on what its propulsion system is.
Yeah, that looks like a sort of traditional chemical rocket, that red one. So.
It does, but that could just be for effect.
Or, yeah, just the nostalgia again. Like somebody yesterday was saying that, like talking about how the cars are, they really don't need cars at all, but they just have them for nostalgia.
I like it. Tell me about your other spacecraft and how you started making them and your ideas about those.
Well, the one design that's more like a gigantic football with just a couple engines sticking out is inspired by Alistair Reynolds' novels. And that one there is not like, that's not really so much like that anymore. The Light Hugger was a lot closer to what he was writing about. But I sold that Light Hugger, so I just have that drawing of it now. Maybe I'll build another one.
Do you mean, I've only read Revelation Space.
Yeah, and which is exactly that, like the conjoiner drives and accelerating at 1G constantly, and then so it just the engines open up like a flower. It's one of the, also in the description, so that's why the Light Hugger has those engines like that, and the carousel in the middle for when they're not under acceleration anymore. But it's just very streamlined, which is not, like, maybe realistic. Or, you know, it seems that it does help for it to be streamlined if it's going to go, like, approaching the speed of light, because inevitably it needs to cut through some space dust, and it helps to have it, like, you know, streamlined for that.
You have been building spaceships, though, prior to reading Alistair Reynolds specifically. And so you...
So those other spaceships are more like gravity amplification driven. And that's, again, with the cities in flight thing, like that around the perimeter there are these things that are kind of like giant drums set on ends that are the spin dizzies, and they form this force field of, you know, like sort of anti-gravity, you know, this anti-gravity force field, and so it creates this giant bubble for the city to be inside, which it's both a force field and a repulsion field, so it's repels any other masses that are beyond the perimeter, so that's what they use for travel. Like they'll just direct their force fields against whatever large gravitational fields they're near to send them away. So that means that they need to get close to a large gravity fields in order to accelerate, kind of like slingshotting around Jupiter or whatever.
Yeah, which is what our, you know, spacecraft that they're sending out to the edge of the system and beyond have gotten that far by doing that.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the paintings, which a lot of which are from different viewpoints in For Lydia, and some of which aren't. Well, where are they?
The ones that aren't are those two above there. There's the Bubble Boy and the Mosque wedding, naked wedding shot. So those are both from 2000 and 2001, the summer, either a year, and they're more like...
Wow, this is great. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Nice.
So those ones are more kind of autobiographical, or, you know, in some way autobiographical, and maybe just a little hokey, a little sappy. But, you know, the characters are sort of loosely based on people I know or known.
Is this yours?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Unreal. And you took the paintings and you created reality.
Yeah.
You're amazing. You're a genius.
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
Just imagine if this would have never been shared, it would have just kept in your mind, in your heart. Nobody would ever be able to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
We would have all starved. Wow.
I think...
Are you a trained artist?
I went to school to Rhode Island.
So you have
a couple
so
years.
Much on death. Wow.
So the pictures of the city are, you know, just using the city as a still life. And
but you can see also a lot of the interiors of the building in some buildings,
yeah,
and the spaceship as well in some of the paintings.
Yeah, that's just what's important, like having a big-ass TV set and, you know, having a family dinner and having a piano is good. Having round tables and square beds and toilet and, you know, like a rocket ship that has a giant shower in the middle of it that somehow has to do with its propulsion.
Thank you so much for coming today.
Yeah. Thank you for
and bringing all of you. Would you display this at?
Oh, here and there. Just this is the second time, or the third. This is the third time it's been on display. Last time in Meadville.
Meadville?
Yeah, at the college in Meadville.
No kidding. I was born in Titusville, so I grew up in Meadville.
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing. Really beautiful. Thank you so much. Thanks. Wow. Oh, let's come to your future shows. Do you have shows somewhere?
I don't have anything planned. Someone invited me to some all-night event in Squirrel Hill. Maybe I'll go to that.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe at the Center for the Arts or some other gallery somewhere.
This is so unreal.
I have a couple.
Yeah, it's all made like this. Like this thing.
This is just paper?
Yeah, it's different kind of...
Oh, you just cut it out and...
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're deep. Who are you?
My name's Ryder.
Ryder?
Yeah.
My name's Randy Ryder.
Hi, Randy.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
Are you Randy Snow?
No. From Randy Land.
Okay.
Randy Land over by Northside?
All right.
The yellow house by the Master's Factory?
Oh, yeah. I've seen your painting. It's so nice that you put that map up there.
Very nice, man.
Yes.
Excellent like, work.
Like a flower child.
I mean, that map is really helpful.
Oh, with that map? You're not going back? You know, the first thing I thought when I saw this was my map.
Yeah.
I did. I love this. It's cool. That map is just, I was supposed to do one little block, and now I got 14 neighborhoods. I just clicked stop, man. See, we are all connected. It's like an octopus. We are all connected. If we would just reach out and find out what's out there.
Yeah.
We just don't go far enough.
I'm so bad about that.
Yeah.
I've been around this whole festival a number of times, but I just kind of wander through and look at stuff, and I don't really talk to people much, you know, unless people talk to me.
I stay at home.
Yeah,
I'm staying at home now. Too. This is my time. I am for 30 years I did street art. For 30 years I had 800 gardens, 50 vegetable gardens, and 8 parks. So I took all the thousands and trillions of whole brick, half brick, bunch of block, and people yelled at me, and I took whatever and threw them in empty lots. The weeds were 10 feet high. Garbage was thick. People said, stop, get out of there, don't do this, don't do that. And I would go in at night. The stars, the moon, the streetlights. And I started doing my different designs, different shapes, connecting them. Before you know it, 2-3 months later, it was a garden. So I learned from giving that I could then receive. By teaching, I could then be taught. By loving, I could then be loved. So Earth taught me to be me. So I am only a reflection of the great love and joy and happiness that I have gathered, and I'm throwing it back. So that's all I can do is throw it back in your face. Love you. Brady, you are the man. Oh, you're so passionate. So I'm hiding now from doing all that art. Staying at home. Staying at home on my castle. I'm going to... I don't have a good job. I'm a waiter. I'm broke busted all the time. So I'm going to stay at home and I'm going to paint and make my building so groovy that open up a coffee shop. And everybody will know my building because it's the most painted building. So when I open it up, people say, oh, that's that guy. That's that house. Yeah. And so I already did my marketing. So I need about 2-3 more years before I finish my art. And then I go to the bank and they tell me I don't have any money. But I say, but I'm worth more. I am worth more. I'm trying to get something out there. They give me stimulus for cars and houses. They're going to give stimulus for businesses one day, and when they do that, I hope to knock on that door and find something. So, but my building will never be mine. It will be an incubator, so I'm going to give it away once I build it. I'm going to live there for a while and just pay the bills off, and then I'm going to give it to a trust fund and give it back to the people. It came from them. It needs to be returned. So no one should ever inherit it. It should be sold for monetary gain. To be given back to the people. So, beautiful art, landscaping, cool stuff. How's it going, man? I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing? Talking art.
I saw you on TV the other day.
Oh, did you? That's the old days. That's when I was young.
So I have a couple very general questions about the future as well. How do you think people will live differently in the future?
Oh, yeah. People just have this, they have all different aesthetic sensibilities. And, what do I say? No, that's, I have to think about that more. I mean, I like the whole, this little town, you know, it's, you know, obviously there's just central parking, and people walk or ride bikes, you know, it's kind of cliche by now, but it's still, you know, it applies to this my city.
Yeah.
So, but there's, you know, I don't know what to say without sounding like cliche and like this is, it kind of does work like a commune. But I'm not, you know, that's, I'm not, I don't want to be a communist. I don't want to just have to share everything. I just, this is my little city and it's all, it's my world, you know. So, but people, yeah, what do they do here? I don't know. I mean, there's a printing press. There's a hospital, there are different cultural centers, like there's a French and Chinese and
we're having an after party next weekend. Are you in a festival? You should come check it out.
Ryder,
did you get one of Okay, cool. Yeah. And I really appreciate you getting Rose.
Well,
why not?
Oh,
yeah. Did you do that?
Well, you know, it was already plugged in. Just the switch wasn't.
Yeah, keep on
yeah. And I really appreciate you doing that.
Thank you. I don't know you, but I don't care. I love you.
Nice.
All right,
man.
Nice. What's your name?
Nathan,
my man, how are you doing, Nathan? Are you an artist?
I don't have anything here.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You live art, you create art, you know art, you feel art.
And I apologize that I kind of
looked up
earlier. I just
had every right to do so.